I'm going to invite our elders to come and prepare to serve you communion. This is a family meal for believers in Jesus. This is something that Jesus told us on the night he was betrayed. He took bread and broke it. Said, "This is my body, which is for you. Take and eat of it." This is this cup is the new covenant in my blood, a new contract, a new agreement between God and man, that no longer held to the standard of the law, but forgiven in the blood of Jesus, my sins washed away, washed clean, so that now I can enjoy relationship, access to the throne of grace through Jesus, through the blood of Jesus. So if you're a believer in Jesus, if that's your only hope, if that's what you're clinging to, take as you're offered, receive bread and juice, hold those in your hand, reflect on what he did for you 2,000 years ago. Once we've all been served, we'll take that together as a body of believers. We'll celebrate the good news that we are clinging to, and we'll give him thanks. What an amazing, undeserved gift. Jesus, that you would leave your Father's side, become one of us, become human, take on a body of flesh, so that that body could be nailed to a cross and you could hang there by nails suspended between heaven and earth, bearing the wrath of God that should have come toward me. And that body was taken down as a corpse and laid in a tomb, sealed. Your sacrifice was accepted by the Father, and you are alive today, seated at his right hand, given a name that is above every name, that as at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Today, we gladly bow the knee to you, our King Jesus, and celebrate the freedom that you purchased for us with your blood, the relationship we enjoy with a living Savior. His body broken for you, take and eat. His blood poured out to wash sinners clean, drink.